With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. In 1982, celebrity interviewer Lawrence Grobel set out to talk to writer Truman Capote for cable TV.
When I did the television interview, I only needed 8 minutes. I went 4.5 hours. When it was over, I said to him, would you mind if we continue this just the two of us and maybe we can get something out of it? And he said, no, anytime you're in New York, call me up.
While the interviews did not result in a definitive work, they did produce a lively book called Conversations with Capote. Over 2 years, Grobel talked to Capote some 20 times, either face-to-face or on the phone, and all the while, Capote was drinking.
He had what he called doubles of his Stolichnaya vodka and grapefruit juice. But I couldn't tell the difference from the first drink to the last. He didn't slur his words any. He didn't seem tipsy. His comments remained acerbic and outrageous.
Capote's opinions and his characterizations of others were unnecessarily cruel and petty. However, Grobel disagrees.
I never saw him as petty. I saw him as entertaining and outrageous.
Truman Capote's petulance led to celebrated feuds with such prolific writers as Gore Vidal, Norman Mailer, and Tennessee Williams.
If you look at what he said in the literary world about Joyce Carol Oates and Saul Bellow and Gore Vidal and Norman Mailer, people who were producing a great deal more than he was. And if we are led to believe in the last years of his life that he was leading a lie in a sense that he wasn't completing answered prayers or that he was blocked, who were the people he was attacking? The people who were out there the most.
Answered Prayers, the novel Capote claimed to be working on for years, apparently does not exist.
But Capote might have wanted to destroy his manuscript because he didn't feel it was ready and he was a perfectionist.
A perfectionist perhaps, but it's doubtful. Capote was able to produce much in his last years, which were marred by alcohol and drug abuse and a series of ailments.
There were times I talk to him and I say, are you writing, Truman? He says, I'm just barely living.
Lawrence Grobel, whose book Conversations with Capote is must reading for Capote fans. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. Lawrence Grobel originally interviewed Truman Capote for cable TV and, after the writer's death, turned the talks into a book, Conversations with Capote.
I knew I was collecting history. People were looking to Capote's Answered Prayers as the great novel of the last half of the 20th century. And if he was on the verge of publishing the great American novel, I thought, wouldn't it be wonderful to have all this conversation with the great writer?
Answered Prayers apparently does not exist. It seems that Capote, impaired by alcohol and drugs and a variety of illnesses, was fooling everyone, including himself, by claiming he was working on the book. Parts of the unfinished novel did appear in Esquire magazine, but by turning gossip into fiction, Capote scandalized his friends.
He was trying to take gossip and make it into literature. Oh, he said all literature is gossip.
In doing so, many of Capote's friends dropped him.
It hurt him to an extent where he was almost numb. Then he went through a creative crisis in 1977, enormous depression and nervous breakdown, 77 through 78. He was drinking then. His output was getting thinner and thinner.
Lawrence Grobel hopes, however, that Capote's estate will be able to salvage Capote's journals.
Here's a man, since 8 years old, been writing journals. He was 59, almost 60 when he died. So for 52 years, this man has kept journals. This is going to be the answered prayer, as I think, when that ever appears, if we hear about it.
Truman Capote once wrote of himself, I'm an alcoholic, I'm a drug addict, I'm a homosexual, I'm a genius. There is little doubt about the first three at least, but Lawrence Grobel says Capote insisted he was speaking tongue-in-cheek.
As far as being a genius goes, he says he sort of half meant it and half didn't. He half meant it as a joke, but Capote knew that he was sort of a child genius.
Whose immature and self-destructive behavior not only cut short his life, but perhaps kept him from moving into the highest ranks of American writers. Lawrence Grobel is the author of Conversations with Capote. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.